الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن السنة إلى أمتي. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to increase all our knowledge. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. Seeking knowledge and to ask for علم is hard. It's not an option for Muslim male and female. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلك علما من سلك طريقا يطلب فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in an authentic hadith, he said, whoever follow a road or follow a road seeking knowledge from this road, Allah تبارك وتعالى will make a road for him, easy road for al-Jannah. Yes, Allah تبارك وتعالى to increase all our knowledge and to increase inshallah ta'ala us in the sharia, علم over the sharia inshallah ta'ala. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best one who learn القرآن and start to teach it to all people. We are appointed again to complete the topic of Surah Maryam. And we're going to find inshallah ta'ala a lot of information today when we need it. Because we are surrounded on the system, most of the people are Christian and need to know where the truth is. سورة آل عمران الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned in this سورة على عذر الله مشترقين actually the ayah number 45 from سورة آل عمران سورة number 3. الله تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran على عذر الله من الشيطان الرجيم إذا قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. And remember when the angel said, O Maryam, verily Allah gives you the glad tidings of a word. Be, and he was, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the son of Maryam. From him, his name will be the Messiah, Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, Mary, held in honor in this world and in the hereafter, and will be one of those who are near to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So we know the creation of Isa came from Allah tabaraka ta'ala by a word. Doesn't cost Allah tabaraka ta'ala anything except a word. Be, kun, and he was. The case is very, very easy, but the people make it very difficult. Subhanallah. And Allah, if we watch this ayat, Allah is known as Masih, Isa ibn Maryam. You're never going to find anybody will be called by his mother except Isa. So Allah, he want to give us the evidence unto all mankind. His name is Jesus, the son of Mary, son of Maryam. He connected him with his mother. This to show the all people, there is no any father. He is the son of Maryam, not the son of Allah, because the people confused about him later. Allah, he knew that the people will ask about the case of Isa alayhi salam. So his name is the Messiah, the son of Mary, no doubt about it. And also you will be honored in this dunya, in this life, and honored also in the hereafter. You will be honored. وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين أن will be one of those who will be closer to Allah تبارك وتعالى عيسى عليه السلام. طيب ذكر الإمام السدي بإسناده عن الصحابة from the صحابة الإمام السدي he was the disciple he ذكر in his book from the صحابة كرام أن مريم دخلت يوما على أختها. Maryam, when she became pregnant, alayhi salam, she came to visit her sister. To visit her sister. And her sister, she is married to Zakariya, alayhi salam, Nabi, her sister. العلماء مثال أن ننشد.
هيرسستر شتير قال أشعرت أني قبلة.
هيرسستر دوائب أم زكريا عليه السلام she told مريم
did you feel that I became pregnant
because the same both of them they became pregnant.
The mother of يحيى عليه السلام right she became also pregnant at the same time. Maryam she got pregnant.
سبحان الله.
Then her sister, when she visited her, her sister, the wife of Zakaria, she told her, did you feel I'm pregnant?
Then after that, Maryam, she asked, she said, you know,
I feel that I am pregnant too.
So both of them, they became pregnant at the same time.
So Isa and Yahya alayhi salam, وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام, لعيسى أن يحيى, they are what?
Same عيسى أن يحيى, يحيى the son of زكريا and عيسى عليه السلام the son of مريم, both of them they are at the same age, but عيسى عليه السلام يحيى came first. Anyway,
then after that, what the mother of يحيى she said,
قالت, she said,
أرى ما في بطني يسجد لما في بطني.
I could see the baby inside my womb is prostrating to the baby inside your womb.
SubhanAllah.
So Yahya, this is the language is spiritual between the two mothers. The mother of Yahya confirmed it. And she said, I could see the baby inside my womb is prostrating to the baby inside your womb.
SubhanAllah.
And the sujood here is not the sujood because there is no sujood will be valid except the sujood for all Allah. But the sujood here, amrun ayni, amr. It's like a lower himself with amr.
Remember when Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when Allah commanded the angels, huh, to prostrate to who?
To Adam alayhi salam, is not to go and make sujood, but to lower themselves to the great creation which Allah made Adam by himself. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala ordered and commanded the angels to prostrate for Adam this great creature which Allah made him by him, by his hand. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the sujood here is not our sujood.
Sujood in ta'a, in khudu'a, to lower himself, to lower yourself. So that is the first day, heaven.
مصدقاً بكلمة من.
That means when زكريا عليه السلام also اشتهى الولد, when he saw Maryam she's righteous, so he asked Allah تبارك وتعالى also to provide him with a son. Then Allah provided him after he became what? Old man and his wife.
أن يكون لي غلام وقد بلغت من الكبر عتية.
وكانت امرأتي عاقرة وقد بلغت من الكبر عتية.
And I'll come, Ya Allah, I'm going to have a child and my wife is barren and I became an old man.
The ulama said about 90 years old, subhanAllah, it's difficult for the man to have a child in this age, subhanAllah.
But Allah تبارك وتعالى He also supported him مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ
With the confirmed word came from him also
through Yahya also, which is his mother, she got pregnant with it.
Now, number two, Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas, as you know, is Mujahid. رَبْنَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ أَجْمَعِينَ قَالَتْ مَرْيَمْ He said, reported also from the Sahaba, from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Maryam, she said, كُلَّمَا خَلَوْتُ بِنَفْسِي When I became in privacy, كَانَ يُكَلِّمُنِي وَيُحَدِّثُنِي The baby inside my womb, Jesus, peace be upon him, he used to spoke to me and he spoke to me and talk to me.
Right?
And then, when I became with the people, كنت أسمع تسبيحه.
And when I became with the people, I used to hear He making tasbih subhanallah inside my womb. Alayhi salam. This is actually what we need. Come back to our ayat. We end last week to the case. She fa'atat bihi qawmaha tahmilu. She brought him. Then she brought him, the baby, to her people, carrying him. They said, oh Maryam, indeed you have brought a thing, sariya, a mighty thing, tafsir al-tabari. فَآتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَلْ يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. She brought the baby, Jesus alayhi salam, and she carried him, came back to her family members. She had to, this is action. She cannot hide herself anymore. She must face, because this is evil. Allah tabaraka ta'ala warned. Actually, this way, she submit herself to the decision of Allah. She carried the baby, which is very difficult to deal with the children of Israel. Children of Israel right away automatically. As we're going to see, they accused the hands of Abtri wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah. From the first moment, they accused her. لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّ. فَرِيَّ in Arabic language, it means something forbidding, something great to sin, something very mighty things. What you have here in your heart, we know. Then after that, they moved here. Here is the word here, accusation. Clearly. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ ما كان أبوك امرأة سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا. So all sisters, the like of Harun, or Aaron, your father was not a man who used to commit adultery, nor your mother was an unchaste woman. What does that mean in the language? When they told her that your father, he was a good man, we know him, he never commit adultery, and your mother also, we know her, she's honor, she's an unchaste woman, she's a chaste woman, and what happened here? That means clearly accusation. And in Islam, you cannot do that. If you see a woman actually without marriage, and we know she is not married, you cannot right away make a decision and tell her, shame of you, this is good for him, so and so, you are committing adultery, astaghfirullah. You cannot accuse anybody unless you have how many people to testify in Islam? Four witnesses. Never. If three demons came and accused any woman or man in adultery, three demons. You know when they talk with the command in Islam, what you have to do? You take these three demons and you beat them. So they must bring the number four. And what you say, four witnesses. You cannot bring the three. You cannot at all. So from the first moment, but they told her, Ya Ukhta Harun. Ya Ukhta Harun. Harun, the ulama in tafsir, they describe the Harun. Who's Harun? The first group of ulama, they said, Harun, she has a brother, and he's a righteous man, also from her mother. His name is Harun. But there is no dalil for that. Because the way how we discover how her mother, she delivered her, and he gives her away to the temple to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no evidence that she has a brother, his name is Harun. Second group of ulama, they said, she came from the roots of Harun, the brother of Musa alayhi salam, and that is the most authentic. Because as I told you before, that when you tell, you know, Ya Akhal Pakistan, you came from Pakistan. Ya Akhal Iraq, you came from Iraq. Ya Akha al-Masriyin, you came from Egypt. Ya Akha al-Hind, you came from Hind. That means the root of the people in Hind, Indian. Now, so right away, they accused her with adultery wa ya'udhu billah. And Allah, as we submitted to you last week, Allah commanded her to do something. What is that? You remember? It was not to speak to the people. Because here is the case, Allah knew that the children of Israel, the most people argued. Even Nabi alayhi salam, any Nabi came, subhanAllah, came, they right away they argued with him, they denied him, they accused him with so and so. So from the first case, Allah supported Maryam, don't speak with anybody. Let us
We defend you. Let us bring the American now.
فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف يكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. Right away when they called her and accused her, you came from a good family, I've come shame of you also. She pointed at the bee.
And then after that they said, you make fun of us? You want us to speak to the baby? This is like, this is just not respect. This is, you're insulting us.
Insulting us? How are we going to speak to the baby? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to bring the American also to the children of Israel.
To let a baby in a cradle, to let him speak, to speak. And as I told you last week, if you have a piece of money, what is the difference between a baby team without father, without any body touch here, and a baby speaking? What is the difference between the two?
Tell me. We heard him here. A little child gonna speak verbal sentences. It's not any sentence they say Baba or Mama. No! It's not any word actually my mother she's innocent and so on. So no! Look what he gonna say. Subhanallah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. So, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِكَ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. She pointed at him. He said, how come? We're going to speak to a baby infant, in a cradle. You understand? In Na'at al-Tabiyya. What happened after that? Look what the baby Allah, أنطق الله عيسى. Allah made عيسى عليه السلام to speak, to bring the miracle to the people. Here is the baby infant. And as they told you last week, after 2-3 years, what is the word you're waiting for your baby to take to say what? Baba. Mama, that is the most word you could get it from the baby. But what happened? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبِدُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبِدُ اللَّهِ To first we have a peace, a fitness first. You must free Allah that Allah has a problem. That is our case here. He shouldn't, as the ulama said, he shouldn't say, my mother should learn it. The simple word, it should come from the baby. You say what? My mother is innocent. But what did he say? Inni Abdullah. Because first you have to deal with the Creator to free Allah from the son and the wife and everything else. That is the case. And when you have the Iman and you believe everything you come from Allah, anything else, it will be easy to accept it. It will be easy. Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And look at this. What did he say? That's number one. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. آتاني الكتاب. آتاني a verb in back. And here is the baby. What is the book? He said, Allah has given me the book. So Allah, what is the book here? It's a baby. آتاني. Allah, he did not say in the language, and Allah will give me the book. لا. He said, Allah has given me the book. But,
because the case here, the Injil are already printed in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, in the record of Allah, the tablet, it's printed already. There is no book to will come. Already the book is there. The Quran was there. The Torah was there. Surah of Ibrahim is there. All the books which Allah Ta'ala sent to all mankind already in Allah Al-Mahfuz. Allah is not going to send it at the time He sent Isa, at the time He sent Musa, at the time He sent Muhammad. The books are already there. And then after that when Allah created and sent this baby, Allah is sent, He gonna send the book from Allah Al-Mahfuz. He's not gonna send it at the time He grow up. It's already printed in Allah Al-Mahfuz, in the tablet, in the record of Allah Ta'ala. And Isa, when He became adult, and then Allah He will send all this book. Athaniya has given me the book. Athaniya al-Kitab. Verily, I'm a slave of Allah. He has given me the scriptures and made me as a prophet. Again. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا and made me a prophet. He's a baby. What kind of prophet here? He is a baby. What kind of prophet? He made me a prophet because already the decision came is taken from Allah Ta'ala that Isa will be what? A prophet. So He made me. And that's why the Quran
the disbeliever, the secular, he cannot find error in the Quran. Because if Allah will use the language here, he will make me Nabi, he will make me a prophet, he will be happy. He give a chance to all people to complain about the word of Allah. But already the decision fixed from Allah Ta'ala that Isa has, that he has given me the book and he made me a prophet. So remember, three language, excellent sentence here. And then,
وَجَعْلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ.
And this is number four here. And Allah Ta'ala has made me again, blessed, and made me a prophet, and made me a blessed. Wherever I go, wherever I'll be, and he has enjoyed me on Salah and Zakah as long as I live.
وَجَعْلَنِي مُبَارَكًا.
In it, let I go, I will spread the knowledge for the people. I will invite Allah, the people for Allah. I will tell the people who is Allah. Any place I go, it's mercy from Allah Ta'ala when he sends all the prophets and messengers for us. To tell the people from the darkness. To tell, could you imagine in India, people in India worship cow. And they are the best in the market. But for us, they are worse than a white. Why? Because subhanallah, Allah give you the training to use and to never develop, and in the end you lower yourself and you worship a cow and so on, or you worship a human, or you worship a stone, or you worship a mountain, or you worship a private of the woman. Wallahi, one man from India are with me in the office. We told you actually some group of people in India, they worship the private part of the woman. You worship by the mother of the woman. Subhanallah, what kind of religion this? What kind of grace this? What kind of mind this? Alhamdulillah, because Allah is a Muslim. Wallahi al-Azim. Alhamdulillah. Nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. So, awsani aftar, you believe in Allah. The command from Allah, and Allah exactly has commanded you to do what? Two things in Islam. All the time in the Quran, awsani bil-salati wa zakah. Salah and zakah. The best action in Islam, to make salah and to pay zakah in Islam. لَا دُمْتُ حَيْرٍ. As long as Allah give me life, I will pray, I will pay zakah. All the time, salah, after the salah, comes the zakah in the Quran all the time. Next one, وَضَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And barren, and to be dutiful to my mother, and he made me not arrogant. And please, the way of the Prophet and Messenger, he has to be humble, merciful to the people, not to be arrogant, to invite unto Allah Ta'ala, to be merciful to the people, subhanAllah. So after worshipping Allah, number two is your mother. وَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we commanded the insan, the human, by his parents to be beautiful to them after you worship Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Right? وَلَمْ يَشْعَلْنِي أَنْ never make me any jabbaran, tyrant, or unblessed, or arrogant, or anything. And he ended with,
وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا.
And peace upon me, the day I was born, يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ, the day I will die, I die, he will die like everybody. How come you claim he is a God? How come you claim he is the Son of God and he will die like everybody else? So the peace upon me has given to me from Allah Ta'ala the day I was born, the day I died, and the day I shall be resurrected from my grave. So Isa alayhi salam, he will die, and if the sunnah came, that Isa will come in the end of this life to complete and to tell the people to follow the Islam's rules, to follow the Quran, to pray as a Muslim, to pay zakah as a Muslim. And what did he do when he comes? He will make the penalty and jizya for those who doesn't accept the Islam. He will follow the Sharia of Islam. Anyone who rejected the Islam, and in the Islamic state, we don't create any hatred against him. We don't kill him. We don't so. We left him to live with us from Ahlul Kitab, the people of the scripture. But they have to pay what? Taxes. that is under the Islamic state. As Islam commanded us to be zakat, Islam also commanded the non-Muslim, the Christian and Jew, to pay what? The taxes. Actually, the day I will die, also I will be. ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه ينظرون. Such is عيسى, Jesus, the son of Maryam. It is a statement of truth about which they doubt, they dispute about the deity of Isa. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. They examine the life of Isa عليه السلام. In the case of Allah Ta'ala, in the case of Islam, it's like Adam. Allah created him, Adam, from dust, and then he called him be, and he was. Same thing is not at all. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. It befits not the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son, this river, to the slander of the Christian against Allah by saying that Isa, Jesus, is the son of Allah, glorified and exalted. Is he above all that they associate with him? When he decrees things, he only says to it be, and it was. Subhanallah, wa inna Allah rabbi wa rabbukum fa'buduh, hadha siratun mustaqim. Finally came from Isa alayhi salam the very infant to speak, and this is the miracle for all mankind. The Jews, they know the baby, he spoke. What's the difference between this and the creation of Isa without father? Subhanallah. And then Isa, Jesus said, and the very Allah is my Lord and your Lord. He told the children of Israel, and he should tell every all humanity when the people will come after that. So right away, my Lord is, and the very Allah is my Lord and your Lord. So worship him alone. That is the straight path. That this is a straight path, Allah religion of Islamic. Islamic Sharia, which he did. Subhanallah. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, but the people prefer it from their own self. As we said before, there is no any single statement, there is no any single word in the Bible or in the Torah or any book that Isa said, I am the Son of God. They made him the Son of God by their limited brain, by their limited mind, to make him the Son of God. And Allah Ta'ala, why Allah needs a son? Why Allah needs a son? You need a son to carry you. You need a son to carry your name. Does Allah need anybody to carry his name? Allah is gonna die. Allah is the most living. He's never gonna die. Subhanallah. Why he needs a son? Why he needs a wife? Subhanallah. Wife is for humans to complete each other. But Allah is complete. Nothing will affect Allah Ta'ala. No, he doesn't need a wife, he doesn't need a relative, he doesn't need a son, he doesn't need anybody. If Allah Ta'ala is able to say, be, and everything will be done. Subhanallah. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. That will be finished the case of Isa alayhi salam. And ask Allah Ta'ala to make all of us qualify to transfer the word of Allah to the evil, to save them from the darkness, and to explain them the Islam, the best sharia ever. Allah tabaraka ta'ala send it to all mankind. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us die in the state of Islam and to die with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to resurrect all of us with all our prophets, our beloved prophets and messengers in Islam, including Isa alayhi salam and Musa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ibrahim and Adam and Noah and all the prophets and messengers, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the Jannah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all of the Muslims from ignorance. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to establish his masjid, to go and complete the project, inshaAllah ta'ala, for the cause of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and save all the Muslims in everywhere, give victory for all Muslims in everywhere. Aqulu qawli hadha, واستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا وللجميع والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. السلام عليكم.